Ubley gets the possession as well after the technical foul. Mirror up top of the key. Over to Bisher for the jump shot from the left elbow. This one's no good. Short. Rebound. Bad axe. Here comes Morneau. 5:50 left in the third. Brown left wing. Tommy Morneau back over to Messing. Left wing. Dribbles once. Back to Morneau. Over to Brown. Right wing. Feeds into Messing. Down to the left block to Krug. And he tries to take a dribble. And we have a whistle. A hip thrust against Ubley, apparently, allegedly, against number 20. Daniel Mirop, his first, and team's first of the second half. Bannock's inbounds underneath their own hoop. As Brown tries to go down the baseline, this one drims in and out on the shot. Rebound by Sutton, gets his own rebound after the missed shot. And this second shot is in for two. Andrew Sutton's first points of the night, believe it or not, gives Bannock's a three-point lead, 22-19. And a red pass from Time or No runs down. And this one's in for two. And Bannock on a little bit of a run here. It's now 24-19, a five-point lead for the Hatchets.
Probably steadfast, not even thinking about a timeout.
Bisher, top of the key. Taking his time, directing traffic over to Komoski, right wing. Right, top of the key. Being guarded by Brown. Drives into the lane, lets this one up, and it's good. Right. Jeffrey Wright with 8 points on the night. Brings back within 3 points, 24-21. Bad axe on top. The maize and blue jerseys. Feeds it into Messing for the jump shot inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound brought in by Ubley's Jonathan Bisher. Jeffrey Wright, right wing. Takes a three. Pull up. This one's short. And Bisher tries to dive for it. Saves it. And a loose ball is Klamage on his back trying to put up the shot. This one's no good. It brought in the rebound, and it's a foul against Ubley. Number 10, Kurt Kabosky, is going to be charged with his first, team second. So we Bannock's ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Few substitutions here. Jeffrey Wright sits down. Trevor Drapeski checks in. And for Bannock's, looks like Derek Geiger is back in. Number 15. As well as number 22, Clark Brady. Derek Geiger from the left wing for three. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Klama. And still fighting his way out of there. Kurt Kabosky now with it. 4:05 left in nice. The third quarter, 24-21.
Nice rebound by Klama. He did not walk. And now there's three Hatchets going after him.
Kabosky dives down the lane and lets this one fly. No good, a little hard off the backboard. And we have a whistle, a foul on the floor after the shot. And the foul is against number 12, Tommy Morneau for a bad axe. His first and the team's second of the half. So Kabosky will inbound it underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio here. As Clark Brady sits down and number 25, Krug is back in. Mason Krug, the junior center. Kabosky feeds it out to Drapeski for three. No good. Rebound brought in by Kabosky. Left wing, he takes a three from the left wing. No good. Gets his own rebound. Feeds it into Bisher, the left block. Pump fake. Tries to feed over to Klama. This one's no good. And out of bounds. Last touch by a blue jersey. And it will be Ubley ball. Quite the series of events there. I'm not quite up to speed yet. 3:45 left in the third.
The official was quick on that one.
24-21, Bannock's by three. Ubley with the ball underneath the own hoop. Feeds it into Mirop, left wing, drives into the lane, pulls up, lets this one light, and it's the soft touch is good, and Mirop now with 8 points. We're tied at 24. 3.5 to play in the third. Morneau drives into the lane. This one's tipped by Klama, and we have a foul, and this one is... Oh, well, I guess you could foul that under these stupid fouls, and that one's against Andrew Sutton. He knew it, too, walking down the court. His first and the third team foul for Bad Axe. As it's now 24-23. Ubley trails by what?
Hatch is putting on a little token press there.
That score is correct. It's actually, in fact, 24-23, and we have a held ball down on the far sideline. And a possession arrow is in favor of the Bearcats. So it's 24-23. Bannock still leading by one. 3:21 left in the third. A few substitutions for Bad Axe. Starters back on the court. Assigned for number 5, John Messick. Trpesky dribbling. Picks up his dribble. Feeds it over to Kowalski, left wing. Mychek from the right elbow. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Tommy Morneau on the go here across the timeline. 2-on-1. And falling out of bounds. Out of control a little bit. Shot is blocked by Klama. And we Bad Axe ball underneath the road to hoop. Jeffrey Wright comes in and replaces Jerpesky. So number 5, John Messing for Bad Axe will inbound it. Right in front of him is Mason Krug. Feeds into the corner, though, to Time Morneau. Drives down the baseline with the reverse layup. Tries to go for it. And he is mugged on his way up. That would be a misdemeanor, potentially second degree. Manslaughter on that. He comes up a little sluggish. And he's going to be going to line for 2. Fouls against Ubley. And that goes against Aaron Klama, his 4th personal and the 3rd on the team. So the sophomore has found a hobby here thus far in December, and that's fouls.
Well, you know, besides the fouls, you know, for his first game up in the varsity, I think he was doing pretty well.
Time Renault at the line shooting 2. First one in and out, no good.
Now, usually, Tommy Morneau is Mr. Automatic, and that is 3 free throws in a row.
So Klama sits down. Bisher is back in, out there for Obley right now. It's Mychek, Kowalski, Wright, Mirop, and Bisher. Second free throw is good. Hydromatic, systematic, automatic, as Mooney says. 2:50 left in the third. 25-23, Bad Axe by 2. Wright, left wing.
Hatchett's putting on the heat a little bit now on defense.
Kowalski into the corner. Driving down the lane against Morneau. Tries to feed it out to Bisher at the left wing. Taking his time. Back up top of the key to Kowalski. Ken Pickle calling out the orders. And we have a foul on the floor. And it's going to be a hand check against Bad Axe. National Federation of High School Athletics. Really cracking down on the hand checks across the entire nation. We have a timeout called by Bad Axe. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here with 2:25 left in the third quarter. 25-23, Bad Axe leading by 2. John Mooney, what exactly is the official is Bad Axe setting up here, Mark Krug and crew?
What Bad Axe needs to do is what they're doing right now, and that's to go ahead and push the defense out. Be really, really in their face, you know, make the Ubley Bearcats a little more uncomfortable on what they want to do out there. And if you just keep on playing that kind of defense, wear them down, it's going to go ahead and show fruit later on.
Well, Bad Axe leads by 2, the same difference in margin at halftime when it was 18-16. Tommy Moreau has 3 points in the third, Krug with 2, and Sutton with 2 for Ubley. Kowalski with 1, Jeffrey Wright with 2, and Mirop with 4. Ubley ball underneath the road hoop. Kowalski inbounds it to Jeffrey Wright, and he goes up for the shot. He is fouled on the way up, and the basket counts. So Jeffrey Wright going for the old-fashioned 3-point play.
Bad Axe foul number 11, Jared Brown.
Fouls against number 11, Jared Brown for Bad Axe. His first, and the fifth team foul, I do believe. Potentially 6th here, according to the technical. But Jeffrey Wright trying to finish off the old-fashioned 3-point play. So we're tied at 25 apiece. One free throw coming as we have a little moisture accumulating on the floor here. Rex Till, assistant coach here, also JV coach. Getting his money's worth tonight.
It's been a warm December.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine what the January thaw is going to look like.
Get out the Zambonis.
So standing ovation here for Rex Till. 2:22 left in the third. 25-25, all tied up. Ubley's Jeffrey Wright shooting 1 free throw. And the free throw is no good. So we're staying tied as Tommy Morneau brings up after the rebound. for Bad